Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Welcome to podcast episode number 23, The Price of Convenience. Have you ever thought that there are just not enough hours in the day to get your entire to-do list accomplished? We are all probably guilty of occasionally grabbing dinner at a drive-thru in a mad dash after work to pick up the kids and get them to their extracurricular activities. The demands of everyday life, including work, after-school activities for the kiddos, and managing a household, often leave people searching for ways to complete tasks easier and faster in an effort to gain more time. Today's marketplace of goods and services recognizes the high value that individuals place on time, understanding that consumers will often pay more for convenience. Have you ever stopped to think about what you may be sacrificing in terms of cost, quality, or taste in an effort to save a few extra minutes? There is no doubt that convenient products are most prevalent at the grocery stores. Typically, at the grocery, products are available in a variety of forms, such as scratch, semi-convenient, convenient, and ready-to-eat. Most often, an item made from scratch is perceived to be the most time-consuming and the least expensive. However, this may not always be true. There are several examples of items that may cost more when made from scratch, such as a pizza. A pizza made from scratch has several toppings. Some of these may be expensive. Other grocery store options for a pizza may include picking up a box pizza mix, a store-made pizza in the deli, or a frozen pizza in the freezer aisle. All of these options are normally cheaper and quicker than making a pizza from scratch, but you also lose the ability to control all of your ingredients. Of course, there's also always the pickup and delivery, which represents the most convenient form of pizza, but oftentimes the most expensive. Now, the point of this conversation is not to talk about all the different ways that a pizza can be prepared or how we might pick up a pizza after work, but it's to encourage us to be mindful consumers and to think about the type of products that we are purchasing, how we're purchasing them, why we're purchasing them, and how much they're actually truly costing us. And are we really recognizing any time-saving benefits by purchasing them? Although most people associate convenience items and food preparation, we are bombarded with convenience products in our everyday life. For example, have you ever noticed an ATM at a sporting event or a mall? These machines are strategically placed in locations so that people can access cash quickly and easily. You should be aware that ATM machines not in your banking network normally charge a significant fee compared to other ATM locations. Or have you ever forgotten to pay a bill and charged it to your credit card to avoid a late fee? Depending on the biller, you may be charged a fee for paying by phone and/or by credit card. Planning ahead can help you avoid these last-minute convenience fees. If you know you have a big shopping trip or event coming up, determine the amount of cash that you will need the week before and stop by the bank or ATM as part of your weekly errands. Also, to be certain that you avoid late bills and associated fees, mark a calendar with the dates when all of your bills are due. Review the calendar once per week to make certain all payments have been made. Online banking can also be a fast and easy way to keep your payments organized and timely. All of our daily decisions have trade-offs. The choice of convenience is no different. We are surrounded by convenience choices every day, and there are more and more coming on the marketplace every day, such as selecting your groceries online and just dropping by the store to pick them up at a predetermined time. This can be a great convenience, but at some stores may come at a cost or with a minimum amount that you need to purchase. However, I could also argue that by shopping online, I'm more likely to stick to my list than I am when browsing the store, and I might add a few extra items to my cart. So as an individual, it is important to explore the convenience products that are of interest to you and your family and determine which ones best fit your needs. Be certain that you are truly gaining value by choosing a convenience product and not just a perceived value created by marketers. If there are certain convenience products or foods that you use often, take a few minutes to evaluate the different forms of the product and find the method that offers you the best balance of cost, quality, and time. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you join us for our next podcast episode, Cyber Shopping Saving Strategies.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eXtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.